I was talking with one of my athletes recently after a tough tournament, and it didn't go the way he expected, right? His playing time wasn't what he wanted, and which is something he's not used to. And to make it even harder, it felt unfair. The coach's son was getting more opportunities, and frustration was building. And honestly, this is one of the hardest parts of playing sports. Not when things are going your way, but when they don't. When the decisions coaches make don't make sense, when you're feeling overlooked, when things seem unfair. So we had a very different kind of conversation. And it wasn't about the coach, but it was about him. Who do you want to be as an athlete? Because when things feel uncertain or unfair, that's when your identity shows up the loudest. Today, we're talking about how to define your core values as an athlete and how to use them to guide your behavior when things don't go your way. Welcome to Car Ride Conversations for Sports Families. I'm your host, Valerie Alston, here to help parents and young athletes spark meaningful dialogue about mental toughness, resilience, and confidence. Whether you're headed to practice, a game, or just running errands around town, this podcast is your go-to for building stronger relationships and lifelong skills, one car ride at a time. Let's dive in. As I said, this topic came from a conversation I was having with one of my athletes this week. And really what it comes down to is, as an athlete, you cannot control the circumstances around you. The biggest thing that you can do is control yourself and control who you are. And as an athlete, you're going to face, in your career, you're going to face unfair decisions, potentially limited playing time depending on your circumstances. Maybe you're moving up an age bracket. Maybe you're moving from JV to varsity. Maybe you're moving into a more elite travel division and you're not seeing as much play time, right? There's going to be times where coaches don't see your value. And that's hard and that's frustrating and it stinks. As a, again, former athlete myself, I know exactly what that feels like. I spent my entire junior year of softball in specifically high school, my key recruiting year, on a team that the coach made wildly unfair and weird decisions. If you want to hear about that, I talk about it more in my book. But essentially, you have to shift the focus from the circumstances to who you are, right? When you get stuck as an athlete in the, this isn't fair, this isn't right, this is not how it should be, what that does is that just fuels more frustration and annoyance on you. And if you let it, it's going to start affecting your behavior as a teammate, as an athlete. And so what we want to do instead is shift towards, instead of overly focusing on the circumstance, is to start thinking about, who am I choosing to be right now? So maybe you're sitting the bench and that's not something you normally do, or maybe you don't think it's fair. Okay. You could act disengaged because you're frustrated or annoyed, or you could choose to say, that's not who I am as an athlete, and be locked in and supportive of your teammates who are playing. Okay. Maybe there's a bad call by the ref, right? And you could be whiny and pouty and maybe get really, we'll say, demonstrative, like you'll start yelling or chirping, those types of things, complaining, or you can reset and recognize that wasn't ideal, but refs are part of the game and I need to focus back on what I can control, right? Ultimately, what's going to help you in those situations to make that decision is to really understand, who is it that I actually want to be as an athlete? What am I trying to exemplify? Because uncertainty and pressure and tough situations doesn't build character, it reveals character. And if you have not thought through who you want to be and how you want to be, it makes it much tougher to make better decisions and to be the type of person that potentially coaches want on their team. Okay. So it really helps to define, the key thing that you should take from this is to, as an athlete, is have 2 to 3 core values that you're using to drive your behavior in any given moment. Okay. And as an athlete, you want to ask yourself, what kind of teammate do I want to be? What kind of competitor do I want to be? And what do you want coaches to say about you when you're not playing? Okay. And the reason those three guiding principles, I would argue to start there, is because this speaks to who you are, your attitude, your behavior versus your technical skill on the field, on the court, wherever it is that you play. And because as you continue as an athlete, especially if you're trying to move up into different higher echelons of playing, into high school or playing in college, everybody at that level has similar skill sets, right? You get to the point where people are very similarly skilled. And what it comes down to, how coaches are making decisions often, is based on character. How does this person bounce back from mistakes? How are they as a teammate? How do they handle frustration? Because your character is what they can rely on in tough moments. And so thinking through this as an athlete, I'd like to give you a real life example of somebody who's done this to a T recently. March Madness just finished up, and there was a beautiful story about a University of Texas female athlete, Sarah Graves, and she calls herself the personality hire. So Sarah is a great basketball player, right? She's playing at D1. She had offers to go other places, but because of her schooling and what she wanted to do with her profession, she decided, no, Texas is where I want to go. They have the programs I want. And she got there and was a walk-on. And she realized, you know what? I'm probably not going to see a lot of the court. Yes, I'm a very skilled, intelligent player, but there's a lot of amazing talent here. So she made a conscious choice that I am going to be the best teammate I can possibly be. I'm going to be the person who creates the culture and holds this team accountable and creates the energy that we need. And so she chose a role and a character for herself that said, acknowledging my reality is that I'm probably not going to get to play as much as I would like, but that doesn't mean I can't still be an incredibly valuable member of this team and help this team thrive and be successful. And she's great. Look her up on Sarah Graves. Look her up on social media. She's awesome and the way she talks about herself. But the idea here is that's a decision that you can make as an athlete, right? That doesn't happen by chance, and it doesn't have to be something that you're waiting for somebody else to dictate to you, okay? And so really what I would encourage you to think about is, again, those three questions. What kind of teammate do I want to be? What kind of competitor do I want to be? And what do I want coaches or the adults around me to say when I'm not in the room? Because if your aspirations are to play at the next level, I can guarantee you that coaches are not just looking at your skills. They're looking at your behavior when you're sitting, your behavior to your teammates. They're looking at, how is this somebody that I want to be around for 4 years on my team? Okay. And so thinking about some core values for yourself, who do I want to be as a player? And I'd really encourage you to say this as a sentence, not just a thing like, be a leader. Oh, be a leader. What does that mean? What does that mean to you? Being a leader means I hold myself and my teammates accountable. And so now that I hold my teammates and myself accountable is much more well-defined. And as an athlete, in any moment when you're maybe starting to, during a conditioning workout, starting to flag, your energy's going down and you're looking around and seeing people maybe not touching the line the way they're supposed to, and you've got that definition of leadership for yourself, I hold myself and my teammates accountable, it's much easier to make that tough decision to be like, hey guys, touch the line, let's go. And you yourself start bending down and touching that line more effectively, right? If you're doing gassers or something like that. So the values that you set for yourself of who you want to be and how you want to be as a player, it's really important. You can start with one word things like effort, resilient, positive, coachable. Like, those are great starting places. But it's really important that you define that in some way for yourself. What does that actually mean to you? Because if you don't know what it means, if it's not grounded in behavior, it's really hard to align with that in any given moment as an athlete, okay? And so the key here is that your role on any team might change. You might go from a starter to a non-starter. You might go from a non-starter to a starter, right? And the thing that should be consistent through all of that is your character and your core set of values that you're using to guide your behavior in any given moment. Okay. So another way to think about this, especially if you are somebody who is looking to play at the next level, whatever that is for you, whether it's moving from JV to varsity, moving from being a high school athlete to a college athlete, a frame of reference to help you check yourself is what we call the like recruiting lens. And what I mean by that is thinking about your own behavior on the court, on the field, wherever it is you play, using this frame of reference that, hey, if a college coach was watching me this weekend, what would they have seen from a character perspective? Okay. And that's not just stats, but at some point, obviously, your performance is going to matter too, but how was your body language? How was your energy? What was your response to adversity? What was your behavior towards your teammates? So the idea here is, did they see somebody whose head was down on the bench? Or did they see somebody who was engaged and supportive of their teammates? Did they see somebody who was complaining and whining or communicating positively, picking their head up, acknowledging when something went wrong? Were they checked out or were they ready to go in as soon as coach needed them? And whether you're trying to play in college or not, it's okay. It's just a frame of reference, right? It's another lens of if somebody was watching me today, what would they have seen? And would they want me on their team or not? Okay. That question. And maybe if it's not for you, if that level is not great, think about it as a fellow athlete. The way I was today, would a fellow teammate want me on their team? If we were out on the streets and they were picking teams, right? Old school PE recess days, right? And there were captains and they were picking their teams, would they pick me? And why not? Okay. There's a couple ways you can take that, but essentially it's an outside perspective looking in. And what that does is it helps you maintain your accountability to who did you say you wanted to be as an athlete? And are you living up to that? Are you showing that in your behavior, in your attitude, in the way you're approaching things? Okay. Now, the thing here is that you are not going to be perfect. You're a young person trying to figure that out. You're still going to make mistakes. I can think of multiple times, even though I had a core set of values, that I was not living up to them in my younger years because I'm still figuring I'm developing. You're not going to be perfect, and that is okay. But having that frame of reference, again, helps you recenter, helps you come back to what you're aspiring to, okay? And so what we want to do is using setbacks, not as a shutdown or a judgmental factor, but as a way to just, okay, I had a moment. I acted in a way that maybe wasn't aligned with the character and who I want to be. That's okay. What can I learn from this? So disappointment is normal. When you are in a situation that is maybe unfair or just setback happens, it's okay to be frustrated. It's okay to have emotions about that. But being able to acknowledge those emotions and, so it's this yes and mentality. Yes, that was frustrating. Yes, I am disappointed. Yes, I am pissed off. And I still need to be aligned with who I want to be as a person, as a player. So the questions you can ask yourself is, did I act in alignment with who I want to be? If yes, fantastic. Great. Keep going. If not, what would that version of me do differently? Next time I show up, how do I want to be instead? Again, you're not going to be perfect. You're going to make mistakes. You're going to have moments where your attitude is crappy or you're just having a rough day. You're human, okay? That's normal. But the goal here is to not let it compound and keep going and to be able to have a system of checking yourself so that you can get back to what you're trying to be as an athlete, who you're trying to be as an athlete, okay? And so you want to make sure it's okay. Again, emotions are okay, but how do I get back to where I want to be? So this forward-focused question, what can I do next week to prove who I am, who I really am as an athlete, okay? So it's not about I messed up and now I'm somehow worthless. It's, yeah, I messed up, and here's how I'm going to move forward to, I don't want to say recover, but to show that I'm bigger than that. I'm not my previous behavior. I can be a much better athlete, friend, whatever that is. Okay? Before we dive into conversation today, I just want to remind you that if you are enjoying these episodes of Car Ride Conversations for Sports Families, I would be really grateful if you would leave a review or take a moment to share or subscribe to this podcast, because the more you all start to share and spread, the more people can benefit from these conversations. So please leave a review or subscribe. Okay, so a quick reminder of our rules before we dive into our conversation. I know you've heard this before, but there are no wrong answers. This is all about exploring and diving into what do you think. Okay, make sure you're taking turns, talking and listening. Try to minimize your distractions as best you can. And remember that you can press pause after each individual question and discuss it, or listen to all the questions and just talk about whatever makes sense for you. All right, our first question. Really for you as an athlete, thinking about what kind of athlete and teammate do you want to be, regardless of your role or playing time? What does that look like for you? Who do you want to be? How do you want to be? Maybe this is a reflection on some of your values that your parents have given you. That's fine. Maybe it's based on some things that you've seen that you're like, oh, I don't want to be like that. That's okay too. Some of the best examples of learning is how not to be. Okay. So think about that. If you had to come up with two, maybe three sentences of how you want to be as an athlete, who you want to be as an athlete, what would they be? All right, second question. If a coach who didn't know you was watching you, what would they say about your attitude and your behavior? Think about your most recent game, your most recent competition. What do you think they'd say? And is that the type of person that you actually want to be? Okay. Third question. When things feel unfair, what is the hardest part of that for you? And how do you typically respond currently? Again, I don't want you to be judgmental. It's not about good or bad, right or wrong. I just want you to think about what is currently your normal pattern, and is that something that you want to be? Do you think if there was a coach looking for players, that's what they would want? Or not even that, but just internal. Is that somebody that you could be proud of? Because ultimately, you're not going to play sports forever. And this all translates to your life as an adult and being in the workforce. Who do you want to be? Everything that you're learning and acting as an athlete translates to the real world. Okay. So I can guarantee you, as an adult in that real world, things are often unfair. And that sucks. It's not great, but it's life. So if you can learn how to deal with it, how to tap into core values now, that's going to serve you really well as an adult moving forward. So think about that. Currently, when things are unfair, how do you handle that? And is that something that you think is serving you or not? Is it helping you or not? All right, our final question for today. What is one way that you could show your values more clearly in your next practice or game? And again, parents, coaches, as you're listening and having conversations with your kids, maybe they need help with that. What are ideas that they have? What does it mean to define that value that they have and to actually put that into behavioral terms? Okay. Because it's not always easy. Like, for instance, if it be a good teammate. Okay, great. But what does that actually mean? And how can you help them understand what that means? So thinking proactively, how can you show up more clearly aligned with your values this next week? Okay. And if you're not playing in the next week, that's fine. It shows up at practice too. This isn't something that is just for game day. All right, y'all. Remember to keep that conversation rolling and let's make those car rides count. Thank you again for joining me on Car Ride Conversations for Sports Families. If you found this episode helpful, please share it with at least one other parent or coach in your sphere. Let's help more people get access to these conversations. Now, if you are looking for more weekly tips, mindset shifts, and conversation starters to help you or your athletes stay confident, calm, and clutch, no matter what's going on, please subscribe to my newsletter at www.confidentcalmclutch.com/newsletter. And as always, if you have suggestions or topics that you would like me to discuss, if you haven't heard a topic that you're wondering about or you maybe need some help with, please reach out. There's a link in the show notes to contact me directly, or you can find me on social media on Facebook and Instagram at @VAlstonCoaching. Please feel free to DM me there. All right, y'all. I hope you have a wonderful week. I will see you next time.